I think that's hilarious. Thanks, Pete, for that. If you are a consistent four-hour listener to the show, earlier tonight I suggested that maybe it's time the Cubs put this one to bed. You know, I'm not a fan. I get the song and I understand the song, but at the same time, I feel like it's a new generation, new Cubs, that when they win a game, especially in walk-off fashion like they did, I felt like it kind of like it brings you back. It brings me back to, you know, a walk-off single by Mark DeRosa, you know, and Derek Lee scores, and you're like, the Cubs are gone. And I'm like, I don't want to remember that team.
Doesn't that song go all the way, doesn't it go all the way back to the 80s?
Oh, yeah,
actually,
it does,
so
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's more, it's like Dunstan walking off or like Grace, you know, like it's, yeah, it's a bit outdated.
It's a Vance Law walk-off, and you're like, yeah. No, I just think that they should get a new song, and it should be something where this team gets a little bit. I love the tradition, and I've had texters who've texted me saying, shut up. But it's like, I love the tradition. Don't get me wrong. I think then I said, you know, maybe the Ivy can still be there. But I just think that's something that just speaks to a more Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant type Cubs thing as opposed to Go Cubs Go. That's my thought.
I mean, also, why do we need anything?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's like, why don't we revel in the fact that we won a game? We all sit in the stands and watch them celebrate, and we go home. Why do we need to dance?
Why do we need to dance?
Why do we need to do like the like our version of the YMCA in the stands?
Like we just won game 4.
Yeah, like right. It does make no sense, actually.
That's the voice of Matt Klein. He's here, and when he's here, that means it's time for Picnic. That's right. This year, we are giving legitimate, authentic nicknames to every one of the Chicago Cubs, the 2016 Cubs. We have done such great work for society in the last 2 months. I mean, we are giving, whether it be Dexter Fowler, Free Range, Javi Babyface Baez, Double A, or it was Whopper Jr. for Albert Almora Jr.
Yeah.
So tonight we are moving forward. We have two new names, 312-981-7200. If you pick the names, Esmeralda Leon will be the judge as always. Rob Martyr will also play along tonight. If you do pick the names, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Tom Jones Show. Go see Tom Jones. Who doesn't want to go see Tom Jones at the House of Blues?
Is that where he's at? House of Blues?
October 3rd. How great is that? That's what you get. You just have to come up with a nickname for John Lackey and for Miguel Montero. So I will give one pair of tickets for that, and I'll give a pizza to the other person. How about that? Miguel Montero gets a pizza. John Lackey, Miguel Montero. Okay, so let's talk first, Matt. Why don't you set up here, talk about what do we know about John Lackey? Help the audience out. Give us a little bit of background.
John Lackey, jersey number 41, 37 years old. He's a righty.
Okay.
He's 6'6". He's a tall guy. Mm-hmm. We acquired him as a free agent from the Cardinals this past season. He actually won in that Cardinals series last year. We won that series 3-1, and the one game we lost was game 1 against Lackey. He actually pitched really well. On the season last year, he was 13-10 with a 2.77 ERA and a 5.7 WAR for the sabermetric fans out there.
Okay.
We got him as a free agent. He's from Abilene, Texas.
Okay. He's a Texas boy.
He's a Texas boy.
That's why he wears the cowboy hat.
Could be. I didn't even know he wore a cowboy hat.
I think it was early on, maybe at the Cubs convention.
Was he wearing a Cowboys hat?
A cowboy hat.
Right. Yeah. Like a 10-gallon hat. Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what? I know he's from Texas. Okay, I take it back now.
Yeah, well, he resides in Austin in the off season, so now it makes a lot of sense that he was wearing some sort of cowboy hat. Yeah. Went to Abilene High School. The mascot there. I'm always confused by this. Some schools have a mascot and a nickname. So the mascot was the Golden Eagle, and the nickname is the Warbirds. So you could do something with that. He went to Grayson College. It's a community college in Denison, Texas.
Okay.
The nickname there is the Vikings.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. I like this, the cowboy thing, you know, like Home on the Range.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other...
Tex.
Yeah, Tex.
They call him Tex.
I'm Pete Zimmerman, why don't you join the conversation here? I'm trying to think, like, something around, like rope and calfs.
I already.
Yeah, I don't know why we're even doing John Lackey. You've got yours.
Oh, wooden teeth.
He does have a real toothy grin, John Lackey.
A bit of a mouth breather, too, yeah. If you watch his post-game press conferences.
Mouth breather.
But from Texas, I have a legitimate one for John Lackey.
Okay.
Country Strong.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Country Strong. Let me write
that. And I always think about that as like what I would call out if I were sitting on the third, if I was up in the third base side, some nice tickets. You know, I got friendly with the people around me, and I said, "Come on, Country Strong." And they go, "What's that?" I go, "That's his nickname." They go, "You're so funny."
Yeah.
That's essentially how I see it.
He's back. The guy's back. Free Ranger's back. The guy. Remember the guy that came up
people
with those
other
nicknames?
People start buying tickets around my season tickets because they're like, you got to be near him because he's doing such a show.
What about something with the Viking, though? Like some sort of like Norse seafarer, you know? Or,
right.
Like scene... Trading
Eric Von Lackey, something like that. I just got okay. Here we go. 773 says John Lackey, Country Strong. So it's the same thing that you just said. That's amazing. 847 630 says John the Lasso Lackey.
Okay.
See, I think there's something there. The Lasso. That's what I like. I like the concept of playing off of his country background.
Yeah, Hogtie.
Hogtie, right.
Come Hogtie.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just to be Jared Allen. Before he came to the Bears, he would do the Hogtie when he got a sack. Because when he came to the Bears, he never got a sack. So he never got a chance to do his Hogtie dance.
Yeah. Well, there's also, like, John Lackey is a very, he's obviously an insanely emotional pitcher. Anybody that's watched him pitch a game knows that he is...
He's an emotional guy.
Oh, no, I'm listen. He's hanging on every pitch, and it's I don't even know that it's anger or like wrath. It's just he's just involved mentally in every single pitch.
I guess that's a better quality and trait than not being involved.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, what do you like for picnic? What do you like for John Lackey?
Big country, big because he's tall. He's 6'6". Country, because he's from Texas and he loves country music.
Yeah. And you could play that song, In a Big Country.
He was in a... He was in
Thank you, Tim. That's awesome.
He was in a country music video, actually, called, like, I Like Beer or something like that. No, I'm not kidding. That was, like, the name of the song.
I like beer.
In my pickup truck, I got one door. Two down.
We're doing John Lackey and Miguel Montero on Picnic tonight. Matt Klein is here, 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. We will judge the winners and give away prizes a little bit later in the hour. Again, John Lackey and Miguel Montero. Stay with us.
Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. Win that game. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs. Get that pennant.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11. All right, it's Picnic here on the download, 312-981-7200. We are giving legitimate, authentic nicknames to every single one of the 2016 Chicago Cubs. We've done probably, I would say, almost two-thirds of the lineups, and we'll go over that. I'll have Pete read all the nicknames towards the end. Tonight, we are doing John Lackey, the starting pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, and the starting catcher, Miguel Montero. We haven't spent a lot of time on Miguel Montero. Everyone's going after John Lackey. But, you know what? There's some really good stuff, so let's get right at it. 269 says, Lucky Lackey. 606 says, Buckaroo. Two Lucky Lackeys. There's two Lucky Lackeys. 847, John Leggy Lackey.
Leggy?
Leggy. Ooh, here's a good one. 815, The Wrangler.
The Wrangler.
We're all playing off his country background, of course. We call Lackey, 773 says, we call Lackey Chompers. Look at any pitcher. You can say it. He sees chomping up innings or whatever. Those teeth, though.
Those teeth, man.
262 says, True Grit. I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of good stuff. John 312 says, John Lackey, shellacky for drubbing the competition. Or Suvlaki, a food reference, because in Boston he was allegedly caught scarfing fried chicken and drinking beer in the clubhouse with other Red Sox pitchers on days off. Yeah. Well, he was part of that crew?
He was part of that, yeah.
Hmm.
And
Josh Beckett?
Yeah, and that's who he did that country music. It was like a, it was almost like a, like, screw you to the Red Sox. They did this song, like, I Like Beer. It was like him, Buckholz, and they were like the guys that were caught.
We're gonna
like,
get them back.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna show everybody we love beer.
Yeah,
you're right, millionaire pitcher. You're more right, millionaire pitcher. Come on, what are we gonna do with all our money, guys?
Yeah, right.
I got a recording studio in my basement. It just reminds me of like Boogie Nights, like right, the two guys exactly. In the basement. All right, 219 says Longhorn. That's good.
He pitched at Texas for a year.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
Yep.
For Lackey, Flycatcher.
Sure.
That is Flycatcher.
No, I don't know what that means.
John Urban Cowboy Lackey. Playing a big country guy playing in a big city.
How about Lackey Chan? Or
he does stunts.
How about this? How about this? Lackey Fan? You know, mm-hmm. He gets the strikeout.
Yeah, right.
You know?
262, Mustang Lackey.
How about just Mustang.
All we're gonna do is ride around Lackey.
Not to go like all the way back, but like Vikings, you know, like
you're big in the Vikings.
Here's why I think I'm big on it, because he seems to me like he'd be a really good Viking, you know, like he looks like a Viking.
He's a big like a second or third Viking.
Yeah, right, like he'd be behind like Murphy's Bleachers, like trading walrus ivory and soapstone for the finest Istanbul silk. You know what I mean? Like
847 says, how about Hondo? He's an experienced leader, just like Lieutenant Hondo Harrelson from the 70s TV show SWAT. There's a lot of explanation in that one. If I were in the bleachers at Wrigley and I'm like, come on, Hondo. And they're like, why Hondo? Oh, you guys seen SWAT? He's right, like the guy in SWAT. Right. You'd be like, all right. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It's like, the eighth inning when you're done explaining everything that you're trying to like get into that bit.
815 says, John Leather Slinging Lackey.
Mm.
Leather Slinging. That's a weird. Leather Slinging. I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
Longhorn comes back with another one. Leather Slinging came up with another one. Lackey is Flycatcher because his mouth is always open. Yeah. So he's like a largemouth bass. John Wackett Lackey. Not sure what that's referring to. All right, so Miguel Montero is getting shut out here. I got one on Miguel Montero. So why don't we make a switch? Because obviously the reason there's a ton of lackeys here is because you did such a good job of explaining who John Lackey was. You mentioned the country stuff. People got into it. They went crazy. Miguel Montero, what do we need to know about Miguel Miggy Montero?
Well, I think I know roughly like 10% about Miguel Montero, what I know about John Lackey. His full name is Miguel Angel Montero.
Angel, okay.
33 years old. He's Venezuelan, and he's a catcher. Okay. And one of the reasons that we were high on Montero was that he's known for his pitch framing, which is
he's
pulling the ball into the strike zone.
He's known to like trick the umpires.
Exactly. Right. He's known to manipulate the umpires into them thinking that a ball that maybe was just outside the strike zone was possibly a strike.
And so think about that, pitcher framing,
right.
Framer.
So I got a I'm thinking Framey Winehouse. Frame Judy Dench.
It's going right to the standards.
Yeah. How about this one? The Hunger Frames Catching Fire. Right? Like that's how good is that?
That's pretty
catching
good.
Fire.
The Hunger Frames.
Matt Framen.
Come on.
All right, I'm done.
You're done. Okay,
done.
All right.
Corey Frame.
630 says Miguel the Venezuelan Houdini. All right.
Okay.
For John Lackey, we got Chiclets for his big teeth. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy, what do you like, Peggy? You got one for John Lackey?
Rango. I like Rango.
Rango?
Ringo.
Okay, Ringo. All right. All right, thanks for that, Peggy. Thanks for that.
Wait, was it?
I think it was Rango.
Rango?
Right?
What does that mean, Rango?
Rango.
Wasn't there like an animated movie, Rango, recently? I never saw the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it about?
Django, Rango?
Rango, yeah.
All right. 312 says, you know, you guys got to stop fishing for ideas around their school mascots. I blame this blemish on Martyr.
I agree.
He started it.
Yeah.
You know, like now we just keep going to.
He's auspiciously absent right now from the conversation.
Miguel Montero, you get Eminem.
Okay.
Cool Hand Luke for Miguel Montero.
I don't know if I get that one.
I don't know. Miguel the Carpenter Montero. We almost had a carpenter, didn't we?
I wanted that one for Ben Zobrist.
Right.
What about Miguel Montero? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Miguel Montero is the guy that he popularized the "We Are Good" saying because he was in an interview. You know, his English is not very good.
You're right, actually.
And also, the "We Are Good" hashtag that you saw when last year when it started to pop up. It was
right.
Miguel Montero saying "We Are Good" in an interview.
Yep.
Huh. MPH Miggy for Miggy. Miles per hour.
Miggy Smalls. Frames Franco. Sorry. I'm done with the frames.
I think it's great.
Actually, hold on. Framus Winston.
Come on. The Full Monty.
Okay.
That's good for Miguel Montero, the Full Monty. All right.
You know where I want to go on vacation?
Where?
The Framin Islands.
You're killing it, buddy.
I know.
You're killing it.
Bringing it.
Matt Klein in studio. We're doing a picnic for John Lackey and Miguel Montero. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. We'll continue. 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff. Stay with us. All right. Playing picnic here on the download. John Lackey, Miguel Montero. Right now, we're going to get an update on tonight's news. And after the news, we're going to get what we're all waiting for, which is Rob Martyr to give us his thought on both John Lackey and Miguel Montero. I know you've been doing a lot of research tonight, Rob.
Oh, I do have a lot to say about this as well, especially after apparently some texter who clearly doesn't understand the psyche of athletes was criticizing me for...
It was unfair.
Well, it's not unfair. It's just uneducated, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying that you were the one that started a trend of always looking at student or where they went to school and their mascots.
Again, those supposed Cubs fans out there who think they understand their team and athletes and what... You know, what these athletes cling to and what motivates them, they're wrong.
They're wrong. There you go. I guess I'll take a harmonica version of it. We're playing picnic here on the download. WGN, Matt Klein in studio. John Lackey, Miguel Montero tonight. And this is the part of the show that we all look forward to. This is when we get a chance to hear what the dean, the master of ceremonies, Mr. Rob Martyr, he's sort of, you know what you're like? You're like Vinny the Greek. From the old NFL Today, you come in with you know exactly what's up.
Yeah. Well,
wasn't that his name, Vinny the Greek?
No, it was Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah. By the way, Vinny the Greek works as well.
Yeah, sure.
Or Vinny the Greek. Hey.
I like Vinny the Greek. Yeah. You're Vinny the Greek. Yeah. All right, so Rob Martyr, what do we like? Why don't we start with John Lackey?
Well, since I was, raked over the coals for my in-depth research, and, again, athletes are often motivated by things from their past, so that's why I like to dig a little deeper, and, mascots mean a lot to these guys. They like to joke around with especially when there's a sausage run, or you're talking about the San Diego Chicken. I mean, these mean a lot to these guys.
I'm with you completely, yeah.
But, since I've been criticized... For John Lackey, I'm simply going to go with the nickname Abilene.
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 Because that's where he was born,
that's
in Abilene,
right.
Texas.
That's right. Yeah, so he went to Abilene High School.
All right, I like it. I like Abilene.
John Abilene Lackey.
Abilene.
Yeah. Abilene. All right. Yeah. Let's. What do you think about Miguel Montero?
I'm just going to go with Monty.
Monty.
Yeah, I don't want to get bogged down in mascots here. I don't want to upset people. I'm just going to go with Monty.
we love it. All right, we got Rob Martier on the record. Esmeralda Leon is in position. She has to get in she gets in her soundproof booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like just we stole it from Family Feud.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything you've said.
Nothing.
So go on.
So tonight, are you excited? What do you know about John Lackey? Why don't we start there before we start?
His name is John Lackey.
That's about
yes.
it.
Yes.
All right. And Miguel Montero.
His name is Miguel. He's from Venezuela?
That's right.
Correct.
But I heard that earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
You heard
there
me butcher the Venezuelan Houdini. Which, if it was alliteration in that, I'd like that. But the Venezuelan Houdini just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Esmeralda, he's really good at pitch framing Miguel Montero.
Oh yeah, I heard those. I heard the frame.
Okay,
framing
like
puns.
Framey Lee Curtis, if you will.
Yes, yeah.
Or like Framey Fox.
Uh huh.
Correct.
Framey Fox. He started his career. He was actually on In Living Color, Framey Fox, and then he started playing for the Diamondbacks.
Frames Gandolfini.
Such a talent.
You know, such a talent.
Yeah, such a talent.
Frames Gandolfini. We need to go to a game, man.
Yeah.
I just want to sit next to Klein now. Forget this whole thing. I just want to sit next to Matt coming up with shouting these things out.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. 2606 says, how about Pepper for John Lackey?
Okay.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Like Pepper Potts.
Yeah.
Okay. 630 just says, who framed Roger Rabbit? I don't know if that is anything.
Framing.
Oh,
framing,
there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Framing pitches.
Okay, now we're playing. Okay, got it.
Now we're playing.
Now we're playing. Good.
Now
see, I didn't
playing.
Even pick up with that. Okay.
Yeah.
708 says, is that $400 million for the hostages in Iran? No, we're not doing that. We're not doing current events. We're playing Picnic. We did that already. All right, how about Landshark for Lackey? 773.
Landshark.
Landshark.
God, you know what? You know what?
I like that.
I'll tell you why I like that one a lot. He does look like a shark. He has the temperament of a shark. If he gives up a home run, the ball is barely over his head. Before he's screaming and yelling and like just whipping his glove to the ground, you know, like he's
an emotional guy.
I like
we haven't got that out of this yet, like hot head or hot rod. Yeah. Or something.
How about the Lack Panther?
Let's go to Trinidad. Trinidad, what do you like? Who do you got? This is for Miguel Montero.
Yes, for Miguel Montero, I want to say Miguel, the Frame Master Montero.
The Frame
Master. Okay. That's almost like, is that a play on
is
the
there a big
flame
framing,
master?
Is there a big framing company? Like, did we see framing commercials growing up, like, with, like, push it, pull it, tow it to golf
framing,
mill forward?
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Thanks, Trinidad. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Love
master.
Your show.
Thank
First time
you.
Caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For
Bye.
First time caller. I love that. Sam, what do you like for, who you got one for? Miguel Montero?
Miguel Montero, yeah. I said Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, P-A-C-O, Paco
Bell. Paco
Bell.
Bell. But his name's not Paco, so that's just
no, I know. Like, I just threw it in there because taco and...
Yeah, I know. I kind of get why you threw it in there, but...
Yeah, no, we're putting the pieces together there, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks for that, Paco Bell. All right,
Bye.
Just, I don't know. That one, I think that one's not going to make the semifinals. I'm just going to throw it out there. That's a big... He's like, what? I can't even. I'm just gonna pass.
No. Pass. You get it, Paco. You know, do you not get it there, Justin?
I'm kidding. All right, let's keep going. 646 John Lackey says bugs for his big teeth, like Bugs Bunny, and catching bugs with his open mouth. Right.
Aren't these supposed to be fun nicknames?
I know, right? Again,
so mean.
Again, like if I were gonna be like, come on, Bugs. Well, why do you call him Bugs? Oh, because his teeth. He's like Bugs Bunny, and look at his mouth.
What about...
He'd be like, get out of here.
What about Frames Bond? How about Orange is the New Lack?
All right,
I'm sorry. Sorry,
no,
I'm done.
It's too good. It's too good.
I'm done.
This is the... 224 says, how about the Great Frame Up? Lackey, how about Lone Star? Oh.
Mmm.
Isn't that the...
That's something to do with Texas.
Motto?
That's a Texas thing.
Oh, I like that. I like, you know,
Lone
I like
Star.
That. Wow.
Yeah, what about something with the teeth?
Oh, 708 might have a winner here for Miguel Montero. Freeze Frame.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like that.
I like that one a lot, too,
I like
actually.
That a lot. That's
Freeze Frame.
Yeah, right? There's alliteration there.
We go back to that.
Well, Freeze Frame?
Yeah, right. Where
it rolls off the tongue a little bit.
Does it roll off the tongue?
Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame.
Let's do it. Freeze. All second right. and third. Get him over, Freeze Frame. Come on, Freeze Frame.
Keep your eye on second there, Freeze Frame. All right.
You just got to try him out. We'll try him. That's
we'll
try you got to try him out.
We'll try him out.
All right. Let's see what else I have here. I have for John Lackey, Snarls. Did we do Snarls?
We did Snarls.
We did Snarls. Yeah. Okay, good. Toro for 773. I think that's for Miguel Montero, but we did Hectoro for Hector Rondon.
We did, yeah.
How about Magician for Montero?
Magician.
I just think of Talladega Nights with the Magic Man. Magic, now you see me, and now you don't.
Now you don't.
217, the Texas Driller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I would call him Offshore.
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 Kidding me.
Call him Galveston.
Come on, Galveston.
Come on, Galveston.
John Lackey is Johnny O. Okay. 847, Miggy Framo. I don't even know what that Miggy Framo.
I just want that one to win now.
Yeah,
Miggy
yeah.
Framo.
I like this one. 708, Michelangelo.
All right.
I like that. Another
like
one for...
Like Michelangelo?
Well, I think it's Michelangelo, but I changed it to Michelangelo.
Okay. All right.
Full Monty. There's another Full Monty. There's a couple Full Montys here. All right. So we're getting a lot of good stuff. All right. 312-981-7200. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll wrap up all the texts and calls that are coming in, and then we will go to the semifinals, the finals. Esmeralda will pick tonight's winner for John Lackey, Miguel Montero. It's Picnic here on the Download. Stay with us.
Baseball season's underway. You better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
It's a download here. It's Picnic, 312-981-7200. We're playing different versions of Go Cubs Go tonight. John Lackey, Miguel Montero. Those are the two players of the 2016 Chicago Cubs that we're giving nicknames to. We've got some outstanding submissions tonight for both players. 214 says Longhorn. Again, that's come up a couple times. 602 says Munchie Miggy. 312, Picasso for Picasso and framing. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Picasso. Matt Klein in studio with me.
Picasso.
Yeah.
Okay.
815 says old cowhand for Lackey because he's everything's bigger and better in Texas. I don't even know what that lackjaw. Lackjawed. Lackjawed.
Lackjawed yokel?
Yeah. They're going lackjawed. Yeah. Masterpiece for Montero. Ooh.
Masterpiece. What about tumbleweed?
For who? For Lackey?
Either one. Who knows? Let's see. Masterpiece. All right. What about Strike Tyson?
John Giddy Up Lackey?
LeBron Frames?
John,
I can't stop.
I love it. I love it. The audience is getting the listeners at home are getting a clinic.
It really,
clients
like,
put on a clinic
yeah,
on how to
Framey Polar.
John Giddy Up Lackey. We did that one. John the Texas Ranger Lackey. How about No Slack Lackey?
Okay.
And there's Urban Cowboy again. The second time that one's come through. Original Framesta.
Original Framesta.
For Miggy, Chaver means cool in Spanish slang.
I doubt that's what it means, but
it's chévere.
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 It's mainly like I think South America. Okay. They use that.
All right. Good. Good. I just thought I was being tricked into saying a swear word.
Why did your brother send chiclets?
He liked that was named earlier, chiclets, for teeth. For lackey's teeth.
Oh,
it's on the list, yeah.
All right. All right. Oh, yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah, let's go back to the teeth. Did he have a gummy smile? Like
no, it's a ton of teeth.
It's just real teethy.
It's a long tooth, yeah.
It's a long
tooth. It's like a saber tooth.
It's a long tooth.
Sabermetric saber tooth.
Yeah. Okay.
How about peptolactic? King Frame, somebody said that was funny.
And what's amazing is that I was criticized.
Yeah, right. No, exactly, I mean, Rob. Honestly. Precisely. How could anybody get on Rob Martyr for digging deep into like high school,
and
collegiate?
And I want to make it clear, Rob, that there is no criticism coming from here.
No, not at all.
That. We consider you to be like the Gandalf of this.
I can't wait for Martyr's take.
People look forward to it. Don't let one call. You can't let one texter just ruin the bunch, Rob.
No,
take it from Steve Gadlin. He knows.
Knock me off my game a little. That's all right. No big deal.
All right. So let's round this up and we'll do a little semifinals four. Before we do that, 262 says no country for old frames. That's good. All right. So let me kind of look what we got here. I'm going to 1, 2, 3.
How about Frame Impala?
All right. All right, here I got five there. Let me see what I can do here. 1, 2. Full Monty, I guess, makes it Monty. I don't even know if I should. All right, okay.
Hannah Montero, or let's see.
All right. Okay. So let's go. I'm going to pick these, and we'll first start with you, Matt, and also you, Pete. All right. For John Lackey, I've got, here we got. Ready? Big Country. That's a hard one to beat, man. That's really good because you could do the walk in with the song. In a big country, dream stay with you.
Isn't Big Country the song, the band, and the album?
I think it is.
It's Big Country by Big Country from the album Big Country. Yeah. In a big country, dream a mirror for you.
Imagine like they bring him out from, you know, like well, he's not a bullpen guy, but he's got to have when he
comes
up
the bat. And I think what we would do is we would have Lackey come in from the bullpen when he start. Like, I mean, the pitchers do warm up in the bullpen before they come out, and
yeah,
just play,
gotta,
big
yeah, country play Big
Country as he comes in. Yeah.
Okay, so we got Big Country, the Wrangler, Longhorn, Chiclets. And Lone Star.
Okay.
What do you like there?
Me or Pete?
You.
Of the ones you just mentioned?
Yeah.
Chiclets and Lone Star, I like a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to go Chiclets, just because I didn't even pick up on what he was getting at until you mentioned the teeth. I like that big time.
Okay. Let's, for Miguel Montero, Freeze Frame, Eminem, The Full Monty, Miggy Langelo, Miggy Stardust, and that's where I'm going to stop. There's a million frame jokes in there. Probably not going to make it.
Why you didn't want Frame Judy Dench is beyond me.
So what do you like? Freeze Frame, Eminem, Full Monty, Michelangelo, Miggy Langelo, or Miggy Stardust?
Miggy Stardust. Yeah.
All right. Pete, what do you like? Let's go with Lackey. Big Country, Wrangler, Longhorn, Cricket, or Chiclets. Or Lone Star.
I'm gonna go with Big Country.
Mm-hmm.
For I like the Texas that works for
That's
me
really
and
good.
The song.
Yeah.
And for Miggy, I'm gonna go Freeze Frame. Also, classic Jay Giles song.
It is right.
You know, but they do that for replays, I guess, or don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they play that at Bears games when they go under in the booth.
They do.
Yeah.
I thought they just played the Jeopardy.
Oh, maybe they do.
But there's a timeout.
All right, so I think we got our suggestions here. Let's go to Esmeralda Leon. Esmeralda, of course, is the judge of Picnic. She has been very successful and given us great nicknames over the last 2 months of doing this. So let's go to Esmeralda. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
All right, here we go. For John Lackey, who's a starting pitcher for the Chicago Cubs, we have Big Country, Chiclets, or Lone Star? Big Country, and that, now a lot of this has to do with he's from Texas. Mm-hmm. Big Country, he's tall, he's 6 foot six. Chiclets, because he's got big teeth. Now, I think that kind of, I, you know, as you said, you know, that might be a tough one because in some way that's negative.
Yeah, I would think people against him would be yelling that.
Yeah, and then the third is Lone Star, which is the Texas flag.
Right.
Or motto.
How about Tooth Bader Ginsburg? Sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Dr. Tooth.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. As great as Tooth Bader Ginsburg is, okay. I have to go with Big Country.
Big Country. That's a no-brainer. Great job. Okay, so Big Country it is. And that was a caller who called in. So I don't know if we got their number, but Big Country is going to get you to go see Tom Jones. So if you did Big Country, we'll figure it out. All right, so coming up here, we have on the Miguel Montero side, we have Freeze Frame, Miggy Stardust, or the Full Monty, or Monty. So Freeze Frame, Miggy Stardust, or the Full Monty.
Oh.
And Frame is the idea that he is known in the league to be a guy who frames, the catcher who, when you throw a pitch, he fakes it that it was a strike. Like, right. He's so good with his hand, he's so fast, that the umpire's like, that was a strike, because he sees where the catcher's mitt is.
I like...
Let's not dismiss Framey Lee Curtis, too.
I like Freeze Frame, and I like Full Monty, though.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that
I feel point, like there's something close to that, like there was a full...
Yeah. I'm going to go with Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame, the right
they
call.
They can do that song.
Yep. And you know what? That's part of Picnic, is you got to have a good song.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're honest. A Freeze Frame and Big Country. We have done good. We have done Chicago proud tonight.
By the way, two 80s songs right now.
We have come up with two solid nicknames for John Lackey and Miguel Montero, two contributors to the 2016 Chicago Cubs. They're going to be around. We're yelling out Freeze Frame when Miguel Montero hits a two-run homer in the World Series, or when John Lackey comes in and we say Big Country. There's so much T-shirt potential in both of these.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Matt Klein, always good to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming in, playing Big Nick tonight.
My pleasure, my friend.
And Esmeralda, great work. Big Country and Freeze Frame. We'll add that to the list of the 2016 Chicago Cub nicknames and another successful episode of Picnic.